Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Tough times won't last, but tough people will. This new collection of stories will just wow you with stories of resilience, positive thinking, and overcoming obstacles. And these revealing personal tales will help you handle whatever arises in your own life, whether it's financial challenges, health issues, relationship troubles, loss and grieving, natural disasters, or any of the other ways in which life sometimes goes off track for us. And then, of course, there's COVID, and we have plenty of stories about the special challenges that have arisen during the pandemic. So today I'm going to share two stories from people who figured out how to deal with job loss, children at home, etc. In our first story, Janine Zimmers tells us that her job as a graphic designer had always been tenuous because the company she worked at had struggled financially for years. Layoffs were frequent, but she had managed to hang in there, not that she really enjoyed the job. To find something that she did enjoy, she started making jewelry and selling it on Etsy. She only made one or two sales a month in the beginning, but it was just her side hustle, really more of a hobby. Over time, though, the business grew to the extent that it started paying for an occasional weekend trip or a fancy dinner. She says that as the stress level at her day job increased, her Etsy shop was a lovely contrast, a steady nightlight in a dark house. Janine was surprised when the COVID pandemic hit and her sales on Etsy went up. In fact, they doubled. She was actually having trouble keeping up with demand. But then her day job got cut in half. That struggling company was struggling even more during the pandemic. So she spent more time on her Etsy business, and she created a new product, a bracelet she made with the Italian words, "Andrà tutto bene." It was an Italian phrase she had seen on the banners that Venetians were hanging from their windows and balconies during their quarantine. The translation, everything will be fine. The bracelet didn't sell, but it made Janine feel good. And her Etsy business overall continued to grow. And then one day she got another call from her day job. Now her position was being totally eliminated. Well, as she was listening to the HR director read the script for firing someone, the Etsy sales bell chimed on Janine's iPhone. Someone had ordered two of her bracelets with that Italian phrase. They were her first sales of that item. Janine says, "For most, this would be a sign that this order came in at the exact moment I was losing my job. But as a skilled warrior, I had no time for that. How much did health insurance cost? What if I never found another job?" Well, as Janine was being her professional warrior self, the bell chimed again. That same customer ordered three more bracelets, and then she kept ordering. It seemed like every time something major happened, something bad, like Janine needing to buy health insurance, the woman would order more. And then she went away, but other people started ordering. Janine started writing thank you notes to her customers and creating personal relationships with them. Janine concluded her story by saying, "Today, my shop has more than 10,000 sales and my weekly earnings exceed what I was making at my previous job. A warrior like me would never have thought that possible. But the best part is the joy I get from taking care of my customers and how lucky I've been to have them take care of me in return. Everything is fine and so much more."
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Diane Stark wrote a story about her own pandemic experiences for us called Moving Forward in a Paused World. And I like her perspective that there were plenty of things she could still do during the pandemic. Diane's story was about 2020, when we were all really home a lot with the whole family, even the college age kids there. Everyone felt like the world was on pause and that everything had to stop. But then her daughter, Julia, pointed out that not everything had to be put on pause. Their New Year's resolutions, for example, even though they shared that meme about how the worst purchase anyone could have made was a 2020 planner, but Julia decided to get her 2020 planner and put it to good use. She and her mom would do all of their goals for 2020 anyway, but from home. They both had made lists of their goals for 2020, so they pulled them out. Diane's was full of goals for getting healthy, decluttering their home, and being a better wife and mother, including spending more time with Julia, who was a senior in high school. And Julia's goals included joining a gym, but she said she could accomplish the same thing during quarantine by downloading a fitness app. And Julia wanted to learn to cook, so Diane could help her with that. And she also wanted to clean out her room before leaving for college. So those two planners sat down and planned lots of activities together for the pandemic shutdown. And they were thrilled to have pushed the play button instead of the pause button on their lives. Diane says, Julia was right. Although the world was grieving and seemed to be on pause, what we did as individuals still mattered. Even during a pandemic, we could still take small steps each day to move forward on our goals. We could still help other people, improve our health, and build stronger relationships with those we love. The year 2020 taught me that all time matters and every step in the right direction counts. And that's good advice outside the pandemic too, for whatever times in your life someone seems to have pushed the pause button. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, tough times won't last, but tough people will, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. If you have your own story to tell, head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story to learn what topics we're working on and how you can craft a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story and join our family of writers. We're always looking for new writers to join our family. And 40 to 50 of the stories in our new books are always from people who we've never published before. And come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new book for the holidays about how to navigate the holiday season when you've suffered a recent loss.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.